it's very important that you come to the class, because when you listen, it's different than just looking at the slides.
So in our speed learning skill set, communication skill set, number two was AAEE. The third one is expression. So please feel free to express yourself. Doesn't matter what you say, just even one word, a word hi or whatever. Or you suck, that's fine.
That's the ego defense, folks, the ego defense.
I enjoyed the lecture. Thank you very much. It was
Thank
fun.
You.
For those who were not here, this series of lectures are made possible because of two PhDs. To go to them.
As always, I think the material is very powerful and very relevant to everyday life. And, you know, as I was talking to Qingqing there, I come across so many people every day that I can help so much, yet the ego, the ignorance, all that is in their mind, and nobody likes to know or hear that their own baby is ugly, but sometimes they are ugly, and if you can try to improve your situation, you have to have that openness. And it boggles my mind sometimes why, you know, if you can see and very logically show a person, I can do this for you, do that for you, and all these great things, I guess a lot of it is just very painful to them. And people don't want to address it and don't want to do certain things because they're embarrassed of their own selves. And if they've been doing something for so long, complacency really gets in the way, and all these barriers to improving yourself, I think, is why the world is the way it is today. And the collective consciousness is all about the individualistic side of things. I wish everybody could have the benefits of learning from this class.
I couldn't agree with you more.
My question is, how you could increase your ego to help others? And because I do have ego, and maybe my ego is not that big, but it could be big and big, and how can I create my ego to help others and to do good deeds and so forth?
Very simple. Be selfless.
Thank you very much. I enjoy your lecture very much. How to find a solution for the ego. I wish I can bring you home and you can remind me all the time. You know, I think that the theory is very nice. I understand completely. Practicing is really hard. And I think I have to find some other means, like meditation, you know, breathing, like whatever other thing to calm the mind, you know, and to obtain the selflessness. And thank you very much.
Actually, sir, actually, do you have good food at home? I don't mind coming.
Right?
Should we all go? Actually, I'm going to quote you the phrase from Armstrong, okay? Not the one who dope. Right? It is a small step for men, but it's a big step for mankind. One small step at a time. You can do it. We can all do it. One small step at a time. Just give up yourself. Be selfless.
Even Confucius said, every great journey begins with a single step, right?
So absolutely.
Take little baby steps, and it's all about believing in the process.
Yeah. See, that is what Dharma is. It is not who said it. It is what Confucius is teaching. That's great. The Bible has a lot of great, great teachings. It's not Jesus that we have to listen to. It's the Jesus teaching. If we look at some of the things that were said, Buddha is not important. It's Buddha's teaching that we have to believe in. Okay, well, nothing is permanent. It's a wrong phrase. It's wrong. Something is permanent. Dharma is permanent. True consciousness is permanent. Form, structure, are breakable. They're not permanent. Something is actually permanent.
I just want to add a response to our new classmate about, how to bring the reminder home and finding other means of meditation to calm the mind. You're actually bringing something home, which is your breathing, right? The breathing is a constant reminder of our impermanence, and that impermanence includes the thought process. An ego is a thought process. That's why throughout the whole lecture, you know, thought processes, thought going bigger and bigger, bigger. Right? So this whole construct of thought process is a fleeting thing. Right? It comes and goes actually. And thanks to this impermanence of our thought process, we can actually transform our thought process from the five cardinal sins to the five enlightened teachings. And we are being reminded of this transformation by every breath we take. Because every breath we take, in the beginning of the class, we do the impermanence meditation. We meditate on how impermanent our body is, how impermanent our mind and the fleeting thought process is. Right? So the breathing reminds us of the impermanence. Impermanence reminds us of the transformation, and as soon as we have this reminder, our ego can be defeated. Thank you.
And also, there's always the AWE website. God, I'm a salesman, huh? Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If there are no more questions, let us do the transfer of merit. By this effort, may all sentient beings be free of suffering. May their mind be filled with the nectar of virtue. In this way, may all causes result in suffering be extinguished, and only the light of compassion shine through all realms.